Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. I'm so excited to introduce our interview guest today. He is the Chief Marketing Officer of the quick service restaurant brand Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. He provides strategic oversight for Popeye's marketing, advertising, culinary, and go-to-market initiatives, and has developed and implemented a new brand strategy that has fueled the chain's successful turnaround. And he's going to tell us all about that in a moment because it's a really interesting story. But just so you know a little bit more about his background, he held key leadership positions at several advertising agencies, as well as a marketing consulting firm where he developed brand strategy and innovation plans for Burger King, Ruby Tuesday, and Buffalo Wild Wings, as well as many others. Our guest's name is Dick Lynch. And Dick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Denise. Good to talk to you again.
Great. Well, I have lots of questions for you, so I want to just jump right into it. And actually, let's start with the turnaround that I mentioned. In fact, Popeye's has undergone a remarkable turnaround in the last couple of years, and I'm hoping that you could walk us through what happened. You know, what changes were made, what results were achieved, and what role did you play in that turnaround?
Yeah, I love talking about it, and it has been a pretty remarkable turnaround. Really, in a sentence, what we did wasn't that smart. I think it was just very disciplined and very insightful, and we took our brand back to its roots. We took our brand back to its Louisiana roots. The brand was established in 1972 as Spicy Louisiana Cajun Style Chicken, and it's had various degrees of emphasis of that Louisiana-ness, as we call it. But when this leadership team got here and I got here as a CMO about 2.5 years ago, we said, you know, one of the reasons I came here is because this brand has just such an incredible culinary footprint, such culinary integrity. No other brand in QSR has the culinary chops that Popeye's does. And all we really did is take it back and use that Louisiana heritage and make it the rudder, kind of the true north for the brand. And it's not just the menu, it's not just the positioning, it's everything. Everything about the brand comes out of some aspect of our Louisiana-ness. We changed the brand identity from Popeye's Chicken and Biscuits to Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. We changed the menu, emphasizing much more of our Louisiana culinary roots. Our advertising, our communications platform became Louisiana Fast. Every dimension of the brand has some level of Louisiana-ness. The most recent development in the brand's communication strategy is our superiority claim versus KFC that we just finished a TV flight of last week. And again, we used our Louisiana-ness. We compared chicken from the Louisiana, the land of good cooking, to chicken from Kentucky, the land of fast horses. Nothing wrong with Kentucky or fast horses, but it has nothing to do with great tasting food. And everything we've done has had some kind of element of Louisiana in it. It's been very successful.
Great. And could you talk a little bit, I mean, I obviously don't want you to reveal anything proprietary, but can you talk a little bit about the success that you've been able to achieve? What has the business result been?
Well, 2009 was the year we started to see the results of our efforts. 2008, we started putting them in place, and by 2009, we started to see the results. 2009, we saw the first year of positive transaction for this brand. I can't say how many years, but let's say it was pretty darn close to double digits. We had nearly 10 years of transaction declines that we saw reversed in 2009 for the first time. 2009, same store sales for Popeye's were actually positive. 2009 was the first year the QSR was negative as an industry since the late 70s. And chicken QSR, the segment that we compete in and that's most like us, was down 5.4%, and in that environment, we were positive. So that was terrific. This year, I can say looks, I can't, you know, we're publicly held, but I can say that results are looking very good for this year. And I can say emphatically that we've outpaced QSR for four of the last five quarters. Popeyes has outpaced chicken QSR for nine consecutive quarters, and Popeyes has met or exceeded Wall Street's earnings expectations for 10 consecutive quarters. These are pretty remarkable results, particularly given the strong headwinds of the economy we're in right now.
Absolutely. There are plenty of QSRs that are struggling just to kind of keep afloat, so it makes the results you've achieved that much more remarkable. And, you know, actually, I was kind of thinking about it as you were talking about Louisiana. It seems like, you know, timing has really worked in your favor as well with the recovery from Katrina, and I think everyone being very positive about New Orleans and about seeing this region come back to life and really appreciating all the wonderful richness of Louisiana. It seems like that's really, like I said, kind of worked in your favor and maybe helped in the timing, you know, relative to the economy kind of being a headwind. Maybe that was a tailwind for you.
It really was, and it wasn't planned that way. The Louisiana dimension of this brand is timeless. I do think we've caught maybe some goodwill towards Louisiana between Katrina and the oil spill. Everybody has kind of a warm spot, but our connection with the state runs far deeper with that. You know, it's really interesting when you think about Louisiana cuisine. It is the only cuisine that's indigenous to the United States. It's the only cuisine that the U.S. can truly call its own. It was the original fusion cuisine. And when you talk to a Louisiana chef, they'll tell you about the seven nations of Louisiana. You know, how Native Americans were the first to cook crawfish and oysters, and how the French brought the roux, and the English brought cows, sheep, and knowledge, and Spain, you know, Spain brought Creole, because Creole is the Spanish word for mixture, and it goes on to Italy, Africa, and Germany. So the seven nations created really the original fusion cuisine, and it yielded foods that are truly unique to the U.S., gumbos, etouffees, jambalayas, po' boys, black and redfish. But it really goes beyond just the culinary. It's the people and the traditions. I mean, this is a food that's respected for the slow and thoughtful way it's prepared and for the way it's shared with family and friends. So everything we're going to do is based on this Louisiana respect for food. And it's I think the agency, our agency, GSD&M, did a nice job taking that and creating what we call the paradox of Popeyes, as we've captured in our theme line, which is Louisiana fast. And it's meant to be a paradox. It's meant to be an oxymoron. Everybody really understands Louisiana stands for slow. It's a slow way of life, respect for the food. Yeah, it's kind of a fast food world we live in. So that's what we're capturing with the theme line, Louisiana Fast.
Mm-hmm. It's such a clever play on words, like you said. So talk to me a little bit more about you know, the Popeyes brand. And it seems to me that, you know, the evolution, you know, not just in name from Popeyes Chicken and Biscuits to Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen, that's a pretty big jump. And I'm curious as to how did you, you know, stay true to, like, the core essence of your brand, you know, as you evolved and as you grew into this new space, and how do you continue to do that now as you grow and you pursue innovation?
Yeah, well, the reason it was a big jump from Chicken and Biscuits to Louisiana Kitchen, but the reason it was an easy jump, an easy transition, is because it's true. We didn't make it up. We kind of really took a step backwards into our brand roots. Our flagship product will continue to be fried chicken, but it's unique fried chicken because the taste profile, the spice profile, is uniquely Louisianan. And the very thing that we're focusing on is, of course, Louisiana and the culinary footprint, are our guardrails for how we develop the menu. It's really provided a tremendous amount of focus for us on the menu, so that every new menu item we evaluate and we pursue has got to have some element of Cajun slash Creole slash Louisiana to it. These aren't handcuffs. It's not a theme restaurant, but it's our inspiration. And if it isn't in some way inspired by some element of Louisiana and New Orleans cooking, we don't go forward with it. So it really stays us focused, keeps us focused. It's probably the most focused brand I've ever worked on in close to 30 years of marketing history.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, as you said, they're not handcuffs. It doesn't sound like the focus is limiting, but rather there's so much richness in this focus that does give you still a lot of room to play and to explore and to flesh out.
Yeah, it really does, because, you know, if you talk to a creative, most of my background was in the agency side of the business. So working with my culinary group that I work with is much like working with a creative department at an agency. It's the deliverable is different. One outputs advertising, one puts out menu items, but the process is nearly identical. And creative people will tell you, and chefs will tell you, the smaller the box you give them, the more the creative they're going to become. And that's exactly exactly what they're finding here. We, our definition, our playground for menu items is very tightly defined with some element of Louisiana, and that allows tremendous creativity. And we're already seeing it with June. We introduced Wicked Chicken, which kind of comes out of the out of the attitude of Louisiana, and certainly has a taste profile from Louisiana. And Wicked Chicken and Cane Sweet Iced Tea, made from pure cane sugar, those both came from an element of Louisiana, is our most successful new product introduction in the history of the brand. So you can tell we're really seeing some traction and some success with this strategy. Wicked Chicken was also the first global introduction of Popeyes. Popeyes has about 400 restaurants internationally, including over 50 in Turkey. I was recently in Vietnam visiting we're expanding quickly in Asian markets like Vietnam and Singapore, Korea, Indonesia, Malaysia. And the brand identity that I'm telling you about and the menu, the Louisiana culinary identity, has tremendous meaning, or we can give it tremendous meaning overseas as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and actually, I was going to ask you about that, because I'm assuming that folks in some of the areas or regions that you just talked about may never have heard of Popeyes or of Louisiana. And so I'm curious as to how do you translate what your brand stands for, or make it relevant to people when they don't have that base of knowledge?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's, you know, if you were to poll Vietnamese or Chinese, what is Louisiana? You probably wouldn't get very high awareness of it. You probably wouldn't get a tremendous understanding of it. You might get some awareness that it's a region or a state in the U.S. But what the dynamic that's at play, particularly in Asia, but really internationally, is that KFC has gone in and they've defined to other cultures and other countries what Western QSR bone-in chicken is. That's the standard of identity. Then we come in on top of it and say, yes, we're like that, but different in these ways. And the ways that we're different allow us to define exactly what Louisiana is. So we have Cajun chicken. What does that mean? It's marinated, it's spicier, it looks more orange, it's more flavorful, it's more robust. So they come to learn that Louisiana is a place where cooking is more orange, more flavorful, it's marinated, it's robust. So the characteristics of our food, the way we market it there, is what also gives us an opportunity to define exactly what Louisiana and Cajun is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and that's such an interesting dynamic that it actually – so it sounds like it's actually kind of helped in a way that KFC has kind of laid some of the foundation, kind of introduced this category to these regions, but then has allowed you to become this really strong brand because of your differentiation relative to them. So that's kind of an interesting business situation, I guess.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they've penetrated most of the markets we're going into. So it's a very clearly defined frame of reference for our consumers, and we have so clearly defined how we're different. It's a pretty simple equation for our customers.
Well, and so I guess I want to end on that note. You mentioned earlier that you just recently launched the advertising to promote this taste challenge that you've had against KFC, and I'm just wondering if you could maybe just tell us a little bit more about that and what's happened and what the response has been.
Well, one of the this is a QSR brand that really is about the food. We are dedicated to providing our customers really the best quality and the best tasting food, primarily fried chicken, but seafood too that we can. And we're differentiated based on the characteristics I mentioned earlier, all the Louisiana characteristics. We knew intuitively, we believed intuitively, that if customers were given a choice, they would prefer ours. And we thought, you know, you just look around and the power of a competitive claim in the industry. You've seen Domino's do it repeatedly. Of course, Pepsi Challenge. You've seen Dunkin' has competitive claims versus Starbucks. And you do the business analysis and you can see the power to move the business. And you can see the power to build your brand and simply share a brand truth in a very powerful way. We fielded the research. We believed we would have a competitive claim. We believed ours would be superior. And indeed, we fielded the claim, and it's very rigorous research that's required to do that. And we met those research standards, met or exceeded those research standards. And in fact, our belief that our product would be preferred to KFC was played out in the research. And it's led to a very powerful campaign, as I described earlier, chicken with a recipe from the land of good cooking, Louisiana, beats chicken with a recipe from the land of fast horses, which, of course, Kentucky. And, you know, nothing against Kentucky, nothing against fast horses, but we're the land of good cooking. So it really helps just simply reinforce our brand positioning as the brand from Louisiana that tastes better because of it. And, I can't tell you the exact results. Our earnings report will be in November, and it'll be revealed then. But you can probably hear through the phone I'm smiling as I tell this story.
Well, congratulations on that. I am so pleased to hear the story and to hear the results of this challenge. And Dick, it's been great to have you here on this interview. For my listeners, I encourage you to look into Popeyes more. You can go to popeyes.com. If you're interested in following it with Dick personally, he can be reached through email at dick.lynch@popeyes.com, and his last name is spelled L-Y-N-C-H. And again, Dick, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time. This has been great, and congratulations on all the success that you've achieved so far, and we look forward to watching you continue.
Oh, thanks very much, Denise. I appreciate it, and good luck to you as well.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.